It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Gabe Geller from Royal Wine Corporation. And today we're talking about ideas for beverages for Passover. Thanks for joining me, Gabe.
Well, it's great to be back on, Tonia.
So tell me, what are the hot trends for wine this year?
Yeah, so a couple days ago, we had our Kosher Food and Wine Experience, the KFWE, which is our annual trade tasting, and where we showcase our entire portfolio of both wines and spirits. And it's amazing how every year it's growing. The number of wineries from all over the world, the different types of wines that that we have. And it's just, you know, every time people ask me, which wines, what do you recommend? My head is spinning because there is so many dishes.
I can imagine. Absolutely. And does it change a lot year to year?
Well, of course, you know, we have, you know, whenever we have a supplier, a winery with whom we work, usually they stick around for a long time. So there is a part that doesn't change, and then there is all the new ones, and then there is the existing ones with their new products.
So are we talking all kosher wines?
All kosher wine, 100%.
There are listeners that really don't know what makes a wine kosher.
So to as a reminder for those who did hear that before, and for those who did not, so kosher wine basically is no different than regular wine. It's a certification. That means that the process itself is exactly the same as for any other wine. The main difference is that from the moment the grapes are brought to the winery, so right after the harvest, and until the wine is, you know, crushed, fermented, aged, and bottled, all those operations, the hands-on operations, must be done by workers who are Jewish and Sabbath observant, not just Jewish. They have to be Sabbath observant under the supervision of what we call a kosher agency, an organization that is in charge of certifying kosher products, and they check that, you know, everything is done properly, that of course there is no ingredients, whether it's, you know, yeast or let's say tartaric acidity and all those things that sometimes go into the making of wine are kosher certified. But besides that, that's it, and there is no way to tell. You could be the best sommelier in the world. You cannot tell a kosher wine from a non-kosher wine tasting it blind. There's no way to tell the difference.
So back to the trends question. What are the trends this year for Passover? What are you recommending?
Of course, so we have a winery called Essa from South Africa. They make amazing wines. They're by far the best kosher wines out of South Africa. There are other kosher wines from South Africa. It's been, you know, a good 20 years since South Africa started making kosher wines. But these wines from Essa Winery, they're just on a completely different level. So I have actually next to me, you know, you're not going to, you know, our listeners are not going to be able to see it. So I've got here the Essa Altira, which is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. It's a classic white Bordeaux blend style. It's a delicious, complex wine with high acidity that would go great, you know, with gefilte fish on Passover. But if you go on Passover or any other day with more classic dishes such as butter and almonds trout, for instance, or pasta Alfredo, it would be an amazing option. And I have Lovatelli. Lovatelli is a brand of Italian wines that we launched just a few months ago. I have the Barbera di Asti, high acidity also, you know, great food wine, as are, you know, most Italian wines.
Gabe, I want to ask you, when you say about wines that are high in acidity, how does that differ from others and what does that mean?
So what does that mean? So acidity in a wine is essential. It's part of what makes a wine balanced, so that it does not feel too heavy, when you drink this wine, it can help you, you know, cut through foods that are high in fat or oil. And it's really what makes a wine be called a food wine. It's really going to enhance what you eat, and what you eat is going to enhance the wine that you drink. Someone asked me, if you had one word to qualify Italian wines, to differentiate them from other wines, that word would be acidity. That's why Italian wine, more than any other wine from any other region in the world, are so much associated with food.
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of folks just don't even think about that, right? They open the bottle, they taste it. If it
Exactly.
tastes good, they
Yeah.
drink it. But I love learning so much about it from you. You know, you're such a scholar in this category. Go ahead, give us some other ideas for Passover wines.
Of course. So for the Feinschmeckers, as we call them, for the people who really like, something high end, Passover is once a year. You get together with friends and family. It's a very special meal. It's a very special occasion. You want to open something extra special, something that, that's expensive, but really incredible. I have a brand new wine from Bordeaux. It's a winery that has started making a special kosher run for the first time in 2021. It's called Château d'Auzac. It's a cru classé, a class growth from the Margaux appellation, the Margaux sub-region of Bordeaux. Beautiful wines, got notes of red fruits. It's very elegant. It's earthy, and that earthiness, which is very typical of Bordeaux wines, is only going to increase and expands with more complexity and flavors in the wine as the wine ages. For people who are patient and have where to store wine for the long term, and it's really exciting that that we have the possibility of drinking Château d'Auzac while keeping kosher.
During Passover, do you drink mostly reds, or is it really a mixture of rosés, whites, reds, sparkling? How do you think about combining the wines for the entire meal?
So as far as I am concerned, I drink all types of wines, whether it's on Passover or the rest of the year. There are people who have, what I would call a family custom for the Passover Seder, the special meal that we have on the first and second night of the holiday, where they drink exclusively red wine, which is, again, it's a family tradition. Some people have it, some people do not. Certainly not a religious obligation to drink red wine. There's so many others. Like, I have the Herzog Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon Special Reserve 2021. That's a wine that we have been making for about 30 years. But what's new about it is that 2021, that vintage, was the first year that the new head winemaker of Herzog Wine Cellars in Oxnard, California, David Galzignato, really took over. And his signature is really very well imprinted into the wine. He's well known as an expert of Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is amazing wine. It's big, bold, expressive, layered, absolutely outstanding wine. So look it up. Herzog Special Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, Napa Valley.
Gabe, I really appreciate you chatting with me today and giving us some ideas about wines for the upcoming Passover holiday. Is there a website that we should find out more information about Royal Wine?
Sure, you can just go on royalwine.com in one word. There we have pretty much every other wine and winery that that we represent. There is individual information about each winery and about each wine. It's not 100% up to date, because we get so many new wines all the time. I would say 90% is there.
Well, I always learn so much about wine from you, Gabe. It's always such a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tonya, and looking forward to the next time.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll subscribe to this podcast as we continue to take you around the world of food and wine on Tonia's Kitchen.